Welcome everyone.
Share number 61. Chach Gimel Elul Tovshin Samach Zayin. Tonight's share is a memory of my grandmother on her first yahrzeit. Chayisara Bas Shneir Isaac HaKohen. Tonight we'll spend some time, the last share, a week before Rosh Hashanah. We'll spend some time on the Musaf davening of Rosh Hashanah. In specific, we'll deal with some understanding of the Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros that we add to the Musaf davening. Why do we add them? What is the understanding behind them? And then we'll end with a powerful story. The question is first, what is the focus of the day? Pesach, the focus is Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hakaras HaTov, appreciation, to show appreciation to Hashem. What is the focus of the day of Rosh Hashanah? And to that, basically, the commentators, hands down, they explain that the main focus of the day is to declare God is King. B'yasecha anachnu, we are your creations, and we are saying that you are our King. And to that, we have the Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. In the Musaf of Shemoneh Esrei, we have additional tefillos. Malchias is kingship. Shetam luchuni aleichem, that we are saying that Hashem is our King. Zechroinus is remembrance. We were saying, we are declaring over here that Hashem remembers everything. Hashem sees everything. Hashem knows everything. And Shofros is the Tkiah Shofar, the Shofar which alludes to Hashem's revelation. Specifically in the removal of the evil, as well as in the future, the shofar will be blown, the Mashiach will come, and all evil will be taken away. So it's these three additional tefillos which are put into the tefillah Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. We begin with the Malchias, and still with the introduction of these three, each one of the three have 10 psukim. 10 psukim in the Malchias, 10 psukim in the Zechronos, 10 psukim in the Shofros. And the reason for that is elaborated in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah tells us three different reasons as to why we have 10 psukim. The first one reason is given is Kenegar Asaras HaDibros, 10 commandments. Asaras HaDibros, we have 10 psukim. Another reason is because it corresponds to the 10 times that the word Hallelu is mentioned in the last chapter of Tehillim. The third pasuk of that parak, chapter 150, kapitel kuf nun, which is what we say every day, is the last of the five hallelukas after Ashrei. The last pasuk, the pasuk gimel over there says, Halleluhu betaka beteka shofar. Praise him with the blast of the shofar. So we incorporate 10 psukim for this reason as well. Another 10, we have Basarama Maris Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. However, the question is, why the order? Why the order of the psukim? We start with 3 from the Torah, then 3 from the Ksuvim, then three from the Nevi'im, and then we go back to one more from the Torah. So we begin and end with Torah, that we can understand. But the order and the Nevi'im have a higher level of Kedusha than the Ksuvim. The Nevi'im are actually the words of Hashem coming through the mouthpiece of the Navi. Ksuvim also, of course, are holy, but not as holy as the Nevi'im. So the question has to be asked, why is it that the order of the Torah, three psukim of Torah, then three psukim of Ksuvim, then three psukim of Nevi'im, and then one pasuk of Torah? And the answer that the Mefarshim give is because two different reasons. One, I believe the Beis Yosef says that David HaMelech came before the Nevi'im. David HaMelech wrote the Ksuvim. They are taken from the Tehillim. That being the case, he wrote used part of the Ksuvim. That being the case, it's Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im, Torah. The Ramban answers, it's Ma'ilim Mekodesh Ve'imoridin. We're going in a level of lower to higher. You start with the Torah, of course, we're not including that. Then we have the Ksuvim, you start one level, then the Nevi'im, a higher level, and we end with the highest level being the Torah. Ma'ilim Mekodesh Ve'imoridin. We go up in Kedusha. Tfilas Aleinu L'Shabeach, page 454 in the Ar Scroll Machzer. I mentioned in the past that years ago when I was younger, the conversation before we started was, it's not so easy davening, saying the words. Sometimes a person davens and he feels that everyone's finished and he's still opening the sitter and he's been there for 10 minutes before them. So I remember when I was young.
Last week.
Very good. I remember when I was younger how I would be turning the pages and then get up to Aleinu. And by this point, I had a stiff neck, standing for a long time trying to say those words. I wasn't fluent with them yet. And as soon as I hit Aleinu, I was like, oh, I can sit down soon. You know, and then like when I turned the page, I said, wait, this doesn't look familiar. And it just continued, and then the Zichronos, and then the Shofros. So I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't come to a Tefillah class like this, so. That wasn't the story we're ending with. That's not the...
No, that's pretty good.
Okay, thank you. The Aleinu is the introduction before the 10 psukim. Who instituted the Say Aleinu? Where did Aleinu come from? As we all know, we say Aleinu three times a day. We say it after Shachris, after Mincha, after Mariv. What's the history behind Aleinu? So to that, the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, in Siman Tes Zayin, he tells us, the Chaim Freelander brings us down, that Yehoshua, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was misakin Tfilos Aleinu L'Shabeach when he conquered Yericho, the city of Yericho, the first city that the Jewish nation fought with, and they conquered it. But then we have another opinion. The opinion brought from the Chidah in the name of Rav Haigoin, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he established Aleinu. So on one hand we say it's Yeshua, on the other hand we say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So who is it? There's only one Aleinu, right? And the explanation is as follows. Originally, Yeshua was misaken Tfilas Aleinu. As we said, after he conquered, they conquered Eretz Yericho. So he established Aleinu. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly, they took Tfilas Aleinu and they placed it in the Shemoneh Esrei Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was misaken to say Aleinu at the end of davening. Shalom al Kol Yisrael, peace amongst all Jews. Everything's clear. What took place? Yeshua walks in with his army, Klal Yisrael. They take out the shofars. They walk around the city wall 7 times. Blowing the shofar. Miraculously, the walls fall down. There's been a war going on in Iraq. I don't know what's going on in Afghanistan right now. This war is all over. Picture the scene. United States of America, Britain, the UN, whoever's there, pull out the trumpets, take out the drums, put the guns down, march all the way around. 7 days, 1 day, 2, 3, all the way around, back and forth. It's ridiculous. What are they doing there? Here, the city was conquered through an open miracle, a Nes Goloi. And Reb Chaim Friedlander wants to say the reason for that, why it had to happen in such a fashion, because Yericho was the center of the Tumah, of the impurity. In order to subdue this Tumah, to conquer it, it had to take place through this open Nes, to bring out Kavod Shemayim, to bring out Hashem's name. That when Klal Yisrael and the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, when they have a Nes, a miracle, take place through them, that obviously is a Kavod Shemayim, God's name gets elevated. What does Aleinu tell us? What is the message of Aleinu? Aleinu l'shabeach l'adoin hakol, l'oseis gedulo yoytze bereishis. It's our duty to praise our Master. It's incumbent upon us to praise Hashem. Adoin HaKol, Master of everything. Aseis Gedulo Yetzer Bereishis. To ascribe the greatness to the molder of primeval creation. Yetzer Bereishis. Why? Shelo yasanu ki goyei haratzais lo yasamanu ki mishvachais ha'adama. Because Hashem did not make us like the nations of the world, but rather, He gave us the Torah. We're not like the nations of the world, we're not like the families of the land. Our portion is not like theirs. I want to say, I don't remember offhand any other tefillah that has the word Goral in it. Lot. This is the only tefillah that I can think of that has this word Goraleinu, the lot. The second paragraph, which is right after Aleinu, is Al Kein Akaveh. We'll discuss it more at the end. But when Achan stole from the booty, and Hashem, and the next battle they fought was the city of Ai, and there were casualties. The Gemara discusses if there was one casualty, and he represented the head of the Sanhedrin. That's not for now. Yeshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who stole? Who did it? And to that Hashem said, go figure it out yourself. Make a lot. Make a goral. Goraleinu. Make a goral. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. That's why I want to say that perhaps this word Goraleinu is specifically in this tefillah of Aleinu. Because Yeshua made that goral. So what do we have here? We have a situation where we are emphasizing that Hashem is Adoin HaKol, is the master of everything. And our portion is different than the rest of the world. We have the two extremes. There are the nations of the world, the Goyim on one side, there's Klal Yisrael on the other side. We are Va'anachnu Koyrim U'Mishtachavim U'Maidim. We bow down, we prostrate ourselves, we bend. In front of who? In front of Melech, Malchi, Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shunoite Shemayim, Yois Noretz, Moshe Vikorei, Vashmai Mal, Ushchinas Uzoi, Vigofei Meroimim. He stretches out the heaven and establishes the foundations of the earth. The heavens, the earth, Hashem is in charge of everything. The main theme, as we said, of Aleinu, of Rosh Hashanah, is that Hashem is the King. Malchius, Shetamuchuni Aleichem, that you, B'nai Yisrael, should take yourselves and make me your King. And that is what's taking place here by Malchius, by Zichroinus, and by Shoifers. These three additional tefillahs that we add in the tefillahs of Shemoneh Esrei El Masuf. And what is the purpose of all this? The purpose of all this is, as we mentioned, the Gemara in Makkos, Vocha Bakuk Ve'amin El Achas, Tzadik Be'munoso Yichya. The Navi Habakkuk, he said that if we focus on the Midah of Emunah, the Mitzvah of Emunah, Tzadik Be'munoso Yichya, strengthen our belief in Hashem, then we could come to fulfill all of the Torah properly, all the 630 mitzvahs properly. How do we strengthen our emunah? One of the greatest ways to strengthen the emunah is tefillah, is the davening. And how can it be any better than the day of Rosh Hashanah itself to emphasize and to stress this point of the malchus, the zechroinus, and the shayfrus? The Sefer Matan Moshe lived a few hundred years ago, around 350 years ago, a Talmud of the Marshal. He tells us that we should say this tefillah, be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, u'v'zeya. We should say this tefillah with fear and awe and trepidation, because all of the heavenly hosts are up there in Shemayim, and they are listening to our words of Aleinu L'Shabeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there on top of all of them, and that all the Malachim answer back, Ashrei Am Shekacholoi Shekacholoi, Ashrei Am Shehashem Aleikov, Ashrei Am Shekacholoi, praiseworthy is the people that such is their lot, Ashrei Am Shehashem Aleikov, praiseworthy as Am, Ashrei Am Shehashem Aleikov, that Hashem is their God. The Malachim respond when we say Aleinu. This is their response. Fortunate are we that Hashem is our God. The Rakeach, one of the Rishonim, we said in the past, he was of the last of the Ruach HaKodesh. He tells us as follows, Kol ish hayorei es devar Hashem. Every man who fears Hashem's words, Yosim el liboy tevunos haseichel v'yosim liboy bibisoroi. Yechavin ma'oid ma'oid. We should concentrate tremendously. Kishiyoymar aleinu l'shebeach. Kishir hashirim hu. What does he mean when he says this Shir HaShirim? Chazal tell us that all of the praises are holy. But Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim, is Holy of Holies. Here the Rakeach is equating Aleinu as a tremendously holy prayer. All prayers are holy. Shir HaShirim is a Holy of Holies. Aleinu is a Holy of Holy prayers. Al-Kain continues the Rakeach, Yiskavein ha'odom b'chol ma'oidoi l'shoyra l'boiroi b'zeh ha'shir m'fur m'hudur m'utor m'kudush m'roimo. Therefore, man should concentrate and sing to Hashem this beautiful tefillah. And I like to add, he's not just referring to when it's on Rosh Hashanah. As was mentioned, we say Aleinu three times a day. We have the privileges of saying Aleinu three times a day. And after we say Aleinu, what happens is that the Malachim respond to us, Ashri Am, Shekach Aloi, Ashri Am, Shehashem Aleikov. Fortunate are you, the Jewish people, that you have Hashem as your God. Yes.
In this Machzor, the pasuk Shehein Mishtachim Avavari
is nine in parentheses.
Right.
I just want to repeat it for the tape because I don't know if they can hear you. The question was that in the article Machzor, the part of the tefillah where it says Shehei Mishtachavim LeHevel Varik, that they bow down to Hevel Varik, to nothing, vanity and nothing, Mispalim El El Lo Yeshia, and they dive into a God, they pray to a God that will not save them. The question is, I'm sure, why is it not in parentheses or usually brackets, right? That's the question?
I'm wondering if it's always there for Rosh Hashanah, or like...
Where'd it come from? What's the story behind it? Right.
I think during the Middle Ages, it's making...
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. That's correct.
But was it left in for the Rosh Hashanah doctrine at that time?
I would probably doubt it. I would probably doubt it. The explanation behind it is, as you said, it was taken out because of the censors. The censors took it out. And the reason was because... excuse me. The reason was because it was a reference to Yashka. So it was taken out because of the censors. But I saw that the Maharil Diskin, it was the Brisker Rav 150 years ago, he says that a person who eliminates saying this, who does not say this, he is Mishana Mimat Beyo Shetiva Boi Chachamim. He is changing the coin, the set standard that the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established to say in the bracha, this is the tefillah, and one who does not incorporate Shehei Mishtach Mahavar Varik is changing that. And he's not supposed to. What is Al-Kain HaKava doing here? Who wrote Al-Kain HaKava? The first three words, Ayin, Al, Kain, Chaf, Nekave, Nun. Ayin, Chaf, Nun. Achan. Yeshua established Aleinu. Achan establishes Al, Kain, Nekave. Who was Achan? What do we know about Achan? After the city of Yericho was conquered, there was a booty from the city, and we were told not to take anything from it. A man went ahead and stole from it. As we mentioned earlier, Yeshua drew lots. Achan was the guilty party. The Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates that this was not the first time Achan stole. He stole previously as well. Throughout other times in the Midbar, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he stole as well. The Gemara continues to enumerate other chataim, other sins, which Achan committed. He was a boil on Nair Marasa, the Gemara, according to one opinion, learns out. He had relations with a lady who was engaged. The Gemara finally comes and says he transgressed al chamisha chumshei Torah on the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, it's Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it to us. He transgressed on the chamisha chumshei Torah. And yet, every single day, three times a day, we finish the davening with a tefillah prayer that he wrote. Can someone explain that to me? You want to tell me Hillel HaZaken, the great Hillel? You want to tell me Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest man that ever lived? Let's finish. David HaMelech. Our tefillahs are full of David HaMelech's prayers. But no, it's Achan. What's going on over here? I'd like to offer an answer. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us on the Achmem of Beis, the Gemara tells us that a tzaddik gomer kol yomov, a righteous man his entire life. But at the end of his days, he rebels and goes off. Amas Kirunoi, they don't remember his mitzvahs. The Gemara concludes because he regretted them. He regretted doing all of his mitzvahs. Tzadik Gomer Koyomov, and at the end he goes bad. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us a person should never trust himself until the day of his death. The Yetzirah knows exactly when to attack. The Gemara in Kedushin continues, a rasha kol yomov. V'asa tshuva, a person who was an evil man his whole entire life, and he does tshuva at the end of his days. Emes kirin lo yavonoisov. He does tshuva, he repents in front of Hashem, a clean slate. Achan was approached by Yeshua. Yeshua got him to admit it. Yeshua brought Achan to tshuva. I like to possibly say, to offer the reason, the answer to the question, that we're ending with Al Kane Kaveh. L'cha Hashem L'keinu. Lirois Meheira B'siferus Uzecha. We put our hope in you, Hashem, our God. That we may soon see your mighty splendor. To do what? Lahavir gilulim in haaretz vehalilim korisikareitzim lesakin oilum machu shakai. Take out all the impurities, all of the zara, all the tumah. Remove it from this world. Sometimes a person sins. And the Yitzhara says to him, buddy, that's it. Throw in the towel. You just sinned. How could you get up now and go do mitzvahs? That mouth, the hand, the body that just sinned? You're going to sit and go learn Torah? You're going to make a bracha? What are you, an oxymoron? A living contradiction? Yitzhar has a big dictionary. A few years ago, the Hatzalah in Brooklyn got a phone call. The call was coming from Bay Ridge. Bay Ridge is not one of the highly populated Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn. However, the policy is, if you get a phone call, they have to respond to it. So, they rushed out there, As they're approaching a house, they see there's a 911 ambulance in front of the house already. They run in. They see an old man suffering from a heart attack, crosses all over the house. 911 ambulance is there. The family members are around, and the man says, "I'm not going with 911, I'm only going with Hatzalah." They don't understand what's going on. Hatzalah takes him in. He says, "No one else is coming with me. No, none of my family members." Now, he's not in a well state of mind. They don't want to mess with him. He goes in the ambulance. There's no one else there besides him and the Jewish people, the Hatzalah workers. And he rolls up his arm, rolls up his sleeve. And he shows the numbers on his arm that were burned into his arm during the Holocaust. And he said, after the war, he married a non-Jew. He couldn't stay Jewish anymore. And he said, my family wants to cremate me. And he's doing tshuva. He said, I can't let it happen. He made it to my Maimonides Hospital. The Hatzalah workers took care of it. He signed the living will. He signed how he wants his burial to take place. And he died with tshuva. Al kein kabel kha shem lo kenu liro is mehera bisifer us zakha. Therefore we put our hope in you, Hashem. Liro is mehera bisifer us zakha, that we may soon see your mighty splendor, to remove all of the tumah from the world. I think this is the message Achan is teaching us. And this is the message perhaps Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had in mind as well. By placing Alkei Nekaveh Aleinu at the end of all the tefillahs we say every day. So that when the Yetzer Hara tells us, after a person sometimes falls, and he says, don't get up, we remind ourselves of the tefillah of Alkein Kaveh that we ended off with, the davening, the prayer. And just like Achan, who was Oivar and Chamisha Chumshei Torah, he transgressed the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of the Torah. And yet he did tshuva. So too, no matter what the situation is, we can do tshuva as well. And to that, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, as we mentioned, a Rasha, his whole entire life, but at the end, he does tshuva. He pulls up his sleeve and shows him the numbers that the Nazis stamped, burned onto his arm. And he does tshuva. Amos Kirinoi, they don't mention his sins. We're all human. We all fall. The message over here is that if one falls, he can get up. And not only can he get up, but he can get up stronger and bigger and better than he was before he fell. Ein davar oimid b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chesed, a kindness, which is of the greatest kindness that there is. That a person sins, whether it be by accident, whether it be on purpose, whatever the circumstances might have been, And Hashem says, especially now, the week before Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, I want you to do tshuva. Ein davar oymin b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva.